You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The wedding comedy play It Should Have Been You is running through June 25th at Farmers Alley Theater in Kalamazoo. Retired WMUK General Manager Gordon Bolar has this review.
If you don't attend a wedding in June, or even if you do, I have good news. The musical It Should Have Been You at Farmers Alley Theater offers a stylish comic spin on nuptials that will be unlike any ceremony you could witness or imagine. It Should Have Been You is more than the story of the marriage of a Jewish woman to a Catholic man. It's a tale of the complications that arise when two families merge.
It should have been you.
What?
It should have been you.
Right.
Somebody I like who makes me laugh should take my daughter for a wife.
This show stands out from other wedding plays, and not just because of the big theatrical curveball as promised by the program. The success of this production can be credited to sound fundamentals of theater and the talent of the performers, rather than to mere plot twists, of which there are plenty. Consider first Kathy Mulay's direction. She uses the entire Little Theater auditorium to stage dynamic musical numbers and fill the house with fluid movement, dance, and celebration. The show's big revelatory scene with full cast on stage is arranged by Mulay to tell this zany story with clarity and ensure that each laugh is set up and delivered. The ear hears every one-liner, the eye takes in every character's reaction.
It's not too late. Believe me, they say that every bride has got some doubt.
Careful attention is also paid to grand entrances, such as that of Ben Zillman as the delightfully effervescent wedding planner. Father of the bride's Martin Short, hold on to your shorts. Other comic moments include a delicate shuffle ball change by Hal Hobson Morse, or the assertive beckoning gesture by formerly spineless Richard Madelung to a surprised groom. And as for the cast, it's a treat to watch 13 performers sing with full vocal breath support as they dance or move around the stage. Lori Carter Rose as the martini-guzzling Georgette and DJ Butcherelli as Marty exemplify the cast's vocal strength.
You are beautiful through and through. You are beautiful. Yes, I mean you.
The dominant performance is that of Whitney Weiner as Jenny, the plus-size 32-ish-in Jewish unmarried sister of the bride. She leads the cast in the lively opening number, This Day, introducing characters and some misgivings about the wedding. Later, Weiner soars with the bawdy showstopper Jenny's Blues, where plump Jenny struts her stuff. That leads her mother Judy, played with authority and grit by Zoe Vonderhaar, to finally see her as beautiful. This performer seamlessly shifts from buttery in her song Nice to staring daggers when crossed. She also points daggers toward the privates of any wedding planner who doesn't deliver. Marvelously supporting all of these performances are Lanford J. Potts' lighting and a flexible scenic design by Justin Thomas. Unified by sconces, blue circle settees, and diamond motifs, Thomas's colorful, multi-level set quickly transforms from a hotel room to a ballroom to a women's restroom. Speaking of which, this show runs an hour and 50 minutes without intermission, although it seems shorter. That might mean some pre-show restroom lines. But based on the production I saw on opening night, the much longer lines will be the ones queuing up to get into It Should Have Been You. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.
It Should Have Been You is running at Farmers Alley Theater through June 25th. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.